The human race? Forget about them. Laid waste by the great catastrophe. The remnants of humanity fight for survival in a world scarred by a plague which causes the dead to walk again. Now the zombie hordes add to their infernal ranks with every fresh victim. Can a bold venture across the wastelands of the former United States of America hold the key to our salvation? Or does the future belong to the zombies? Darker Projects presents Alive Inside, State of Grace, Episode 3, written by Eric Busby and Donald O. Kopp.
You couldn't do it, could you, Adam? You still have that little bit of humanity trying to control what we are. What you are. When will you learn that we are the next step? The upper rung on the ladder of evolution, Adam. He was right there. You had Lyle, that simpleton. He's only human, Adam. He's not us. And yet you still try to restrain me. Someday, Adam, I'll be stronger. And then you'll see what we can really do. The proto-blood is just a tool to our greatness. You'll see that someday. After all, Adam, it's in the blood.
How did you do that? I never saw you move.
Old trick I learned in the Marines. Now hurry up and get that syringe. I can't keep pinned all day.
Hang on. Here it is.
Inject it into the back of his neck. Quickly! He'll sleep while the drug does its thing.
Well done, Lyle. I always said you were a resourceful man.
Simon, when I find you, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yes. Well, that remains to be seen. Cheerio.
I should have blown his head open when I first met him.
Lyle, there was a note pinned to the back of the cage with the syringe.
What?
It's addressed to you. Here.
It's from Simon.
What does it say?
You'll need this later. Be ready. And look, there's a key taped to the paper.
A key? A key to what?
Okay, you slugs. Let's get going. It'll be chow time in the pen soon.
What's for dinner tonight? Pizza, by any chance? I could kill for a good slice.
Very funny. You should feel like you're going back to the pens at all. Most of the time, after one of Frankenstein's little experiments, I have to hose down the wall and take another deadhead to dispose of. Get moving.
The last of the California Pinot Noir, Simon.
In celebration of...
our new partnership. I know this time we can work together for a cure.
Is that what you really want, Sharon? A cure? It seems to me that you've been working more to stabilize the condition rather than stop it. I've been looking over your notes, and I have to say from what I've been able to put together, you want to make a bloody thinking ghoul rather than an eating one. Quite a different step to take, if you ask me.
Really now, Simon, you have to stabilize it in order to find the path to the cure. With the constant mutation of the virus, it's difficult to track the strain for a cure. You found that out in Africa when this all started.
Touché, you evil wench. I'm interested in the blood work you've done, though. I'd like to see how it compares with my own studies.
I have it all on the system's mainframe. You know, if I'd had the work you were doing when you left, I'd have gotten further.
It's all still here, Sharon.
No. I've looked for your files, Simon. You took them with you.
That's where you're wrong, love. It's all still here in the system.
Show me.
S drive, search, folder Nasty Vixen XXX, enter password Sharon 666, and voila.
You evil little bastard. I thought that was one of your porn sites.
Protection of the finest sort. It's all part of my genius.
What?
Major Kramer wants you at the gate, Doc.
Why?
Deadheads, Doc. Hundreds of them.
What caused this? We're far enough away from a population center to keep them from finding us en masse.
Senator Davis ordered us to shoot the ones at the gate, and it had attracted more.
That stupid fuck! Simon, I'll be back.
I'll wait here for you. And now we download your files, dear Sharon. A little tit-for-tat. Let's see how your research is really progressing.
Food must be getting really low. They haven't served us just rice soup and bread in a couple of months.
How long have you been here?
Almost a year.
Do you want to get out?
And go where?
We've got a truck.
How are you going to get out? How are you going to find a truck? You're trapped here, just like the rest of us.
No, I'm not. If you want out, you've got to help us get to where they store the vehicles. Once there, we'll get you out.
Something's up, Lyle. All the guards are running for the door. Hey! God! What's going on?
Deadheads, they're forcing the gates.
Shut up, Private. Now get your ass out there.
I think it's now, Carrie.
Let's go.
You with us, Sean?
You're gonna die out there.
Coming or not?
Yes. Yes, I'll come.
Would you like a drink? Can you drink? It's Kentucky bourbon. Might be the last this side of the Mississippi, for all I know.
Alcohol doesn't have much of an effect on me anymore.
As a Christian man, I usually abstain, but I thought a little celebration was in order.
Celebration?
Yes. Sharon thinks that you hold the key to our survival.
I'm just a man.
So was Christ, but God had bigger plans for him as well. We all have our places in history.
I don't think comparing me to Christ is a very accurate contrast. After all, my mother was less than a virgin, and she really had sex with my father.
Perhaps. But don't you find yourself a little bit excited at the thought of eternal life? In you, we might have the key to living beyond our years. Perhaps even the ability to see the second coming with our own eyes. Live as gods.
Blasphemous utterances there, Senator. Doesn't the Bible say that we are not to know the time of Christ's coming? That he will come as a thief in the night? Not only that, but this eternal life, as you put it, isn't really much of a way to live. I'd trade with you right now. Step on over here. Let me give you a taste of it.
I think I'll stay right here for the moment. This proto blood you have in your veins isn't really that stable right now. As for your scripture, yes, the book says those things. But I must also remember that Satan quoted scripture to Christ in the wilderness.
40 days.
Pardon?
Christ was in the wilderness 40 days. The same amount of time that Noah watched it rain. Ever notice how everything in the Bible is 40 days? Or 7? Or 3?
Interesting, yes. Tell me, how long have you been dead?
Longer than 40 days, Senator.
What is it like?
It's like being in a snowstorm without a jacket. You're cold all of the time, and you can't feel your fingers or toes. Your heart is ice, but you feel it pumping. The blood is thick and cold. There's always a pressure in your head, Senator. Like an animal has taken up residence in your brain, and it's trying to claw its way out, but your skull is stopping it from escaping. All you feel are its nails digging behind your eyes. Your skin crawls with the fire of 1,000 insects, and you can't brush them off. You can't stop the feeling of their legs digging at you. You want to scream all the time. You want to make the pain stop. But the pain is a reminder that you have a hope of living, that maybe there's someone out there with a cure to your agony. I'm dead, Senator, but I'm not. That's the worst part of this. I'm not dead, but I'm not alive. Inside, in that little piece of me you might call a soul, I want desperately to be warm and alive inside again. That part of me won't give in to the dead part, even though it speaks to me every day.
Well, quite the speech, my friend. I drink to you and your wish. With Sharon and Simon on this, you will get your wish, I'm sure. As will I.
And what's your wish, Senator? To see God?
I'm confident in my Savior's plan for me.
Not exactly an answer, Senator.
Senator, Major Kramer asks that you come to the gate.
For what? I'm busy right now.
Deadheads, sir. Hundreds of them. Pressuring the gates. The Major is afraid they won't hold.
Tell him to shoot them.
There's a problem with that, Senator. We've only got so much ammo left, and shooting attracts more of them.
What does he want from me?
Maybe he wants to use you as bait.
Shut the hell up, half-dead.
Step over here and make me, trooper.
Enough! O'Neill, lead me to the Major. Adam, I'll be back to enjoy your company.
Sure, we'll quote more scripture at each other. Next time you can play Satan and I'll be Jesus. Maybe you can nail me to your cross and play dice at my feet.
Cease fire! Damn it, cease! Can't you see that you're only attracting more of them? Sergeant, get those men away from the fencing. Station that 50 in front of the gate. Never let Davis talk me into this.
Power and glory will make you do things you never thought about before. Won't they, Kramer?
Go to hell, Doctor. It was more about living once all this hit the U.S.
So, what did our fearless leader do this time?
Ordered that we shoot the deadheads at the fence. All it did was bring more running to us. It was like ringing a big dinner bell. Where did they all come from? I thought we had the surrounding area clear pretty well.
Thank Simon and his friends for bringing more of them here. How many are out there?
400 by rough count. Not all at the front, but enough to stress the outer gate. We've killed that many or more. There just doesn't seem to be any end to them.
Drawn from the city, I suspect.
So do you have any suggestions on how to get rid of them?
If it were me, I'd put a dozen or so of the detainees in a beat-up car and send them out to draw the undead off. Give them a liter of gas and a blessing.
You are a cold-hearted bitch.
Perhaps. But remember, Major, I am the scientific head of the facility, and as such, I am the ranking individual here. Gather up a half dozen or dozen of the extra mouths and get them going. It should draw off the deadheads far enough to relieve some of the pressure at the gates.
And if they come back, Doctor, what then?
The detainees? They won't come back, Major. Not if they value their lives. They'll keep running until they are eaten.
No, ma'am. The deadheads. What if they come back?
They'll always come back, Major.
Major Kramer, the Senator is here.
Major, why did you stop shooting the undead?
It was attracting more of them, like I told you it would before. Fencing can't support the weight of so many of them up against it. We had to stop to keep them from tearing down the fencing.
What are you going to do now, Major? We can't just leave them out there.
Dr. Alexandra has what she thinks is a solution.
And that would be what?
She suggested that we put a dozen detainees in a car and have them drive out the gate to draw the deadheads away from the compound, sir.
That would solve some problems.
Sir?
What do you mean?
After reading the last report from you, Major, I noticed you said we had enough food supplies for another 3 weeks on tight rations. We're having to go further afield to gather fewer supplies. Even now, we're cutting rations to the detainees so short, I have to wonder how useful they will be. And for how long? Face it, Major, they're becoming a liability.
They are still Americans.
I still need subjects for my research.
We'll keep enough for that.
Senator Davis, you can't be serious about all this.
Get the dead away from my fence, Major. It was my funding in Congress that gave you this facility and that rank you wear. If you have to use the detainees to do so, well then so be it. Our personal safety is paramount here. Sharon, will you accompany me to the holding cell? I have questions about this Adam test you're running. He seems intelligent, if a bit sarcastic, Major.
Of course, Senator.
So, you want me to pick the fuckers to go?
This is beyond sane, O'Neill.
Fuck it. It's better someone else than me. You gotta think the same goddamn thing, Major. Look at them. Those fucking things could be out there without that fence. These guns and that crazy doctor and senator to give us a place to live. It was his money that did this for us.
Does that make it right, O'Neill?
Fuck right, Major. I just want to live.
Don't they want the same thing?
Do they really matter?
I'll be with the senator and the doctor if you need anything. Let me know when you send people out to lead off the deadheads. So this is the man you say is going to change the world.
Within him lies the potential to change it, yes. You see, Major, his blood contains the proto-blood that was the initial vaccine. Sharon believes that with Dr. Jones' help, the vaccine can be stabilized for a cure.
How many others are there like him?
Well, Major, it's hard to say. There's really not a spot for people like me on the census form. I've met others.
Sorry I'm late, got a little sidetracked. Have we all been introduced? Good. I've always been a stickler for proper introductions. Adam, fair and hale, I see. Ready for the next round of trials?
Do I have a choice?
Life is all about choices. It just depends on the situation that we're in as to the choices we have to make. Yours, I'm afraid, might be a little limited due to the circumstances of your condition and confinement.
Well said.
Is Sharon coming along soon?
She said she had notes she wanted to bring.
Sirs. Major. Excuse me. Sir, it's the detainees. They've escaped.
What?
The two that came with him, Jones, there. They've escaped, and taken one of the detainees with them.
Search the grounds, damn it, find them.
I've got men on it, but they've seemed to have vanished.
It's a fenced-in compound, O'Neill. How can they have just vanished?
What was that?
The fuel dump!
God damn it. O'Neill, get out there and see what we can salvage.
Yes, sir.
Senator, you might want to start for the evacuation point.
Well, that certainly puts a damper on the festivities, yes? So, Senator, what is your plan?
I plan on waiting this out in comfort.
Good then, I'll drink to that. Have a stiff one, Adam?
You know drinking doesn't affect me, Simon.
Well, I'll just have to have yours as well then. Cheers. Well, Senator, I have just one thing for you.
And that would be?
This.
Stronger than he fucking looked. But he'll sleep for a few minutes with that little injection in him. Come on, Adam.
Where?
If Lyle and Kerry have done what I hope, to the truck, we'll need to get out of here before the rest of your kin break down the fence.
My kin?
A figure of speech, mate. Now shall we continue to waste time talking, or shall we go?
Lead on, Simon. Just remember, if you try to play me, If you so much as look at me, or breathe in a way I don't like, I'll cut your throat with this broken bottle.
When will you just learn to trust me?
When I see the dirt cover your grave.
O'Neill, get those men falling back to the next defensive line.
Fall back! Fuck me, fuck me! I'm out of here!
O'Neill, where's the Major?
He got bit.
What about the Senator?
Why do we fucking care? The fence has been overrun. The deadheads are in the wire. We've wasted most of our ammo trying to keep them back. But they've managed to reach the building. I'm out of here.
Can you fly?
No. What does it matter? We're all dead if we don't get out of here.
O'Neill, listen to me. If we can get to the Senator's aid, he has a pilot's license. He can fly us out of here.
How? There's no plane in miles.
There's a Bell Ranger helicopter on the roof, O'Neill. That's why no one is allowed up there. It was meant as an escape for the Senator and I. First, you have to get me to my lab. I need my computer files. They're all in my laptop.
I'll meet you on the roof.
You won't get on the roof without me. It's a coded entry.
Fine. Let's go.
Carrie, I'll cover you. Get to the truck. Start it up and we'll come on behind.
You have enough ammo to cover me?
Just. Now get going.
There's too many of them.
Quit spraying that thing and make your shots count.
We're never gonna make it. I'm leaving. There's gotta be another way out of here.
Sean, don't! There's too many to get out that way!
Get back!
God damn it!
Lyle, it's no use! They got him! Come on!
They're moving, Simon. The truck just got started.
Right, we'll make it, old chap. No worries. It's just a little further.
Why did you have to get that laptop?
This might just be the key, Adam. You want to stay dead forever?
That's ironic. Usually you think of being dead as forever.
Yes. Well, with my research and Sharon's, I might be able to fix that.
We'll see. Get ready to run for your life, Simon.
My feet are already moving.
Lyle, wait!
Damn him to hell!
Doctor, why was that laptop so important?
It had all my research on it, everything I've worked on in the last several years. It also had Joan's work on it as well. With the two files, I could have done so much. I might have found a cure.
So what now?
Now? Now, we find that bastard and kill him. We get my research back. How difficult could a bright green truck be to find? Simon mentioned they were on the way to Portland, Oregon. He said there was a lab there that was working on the proto-blood. We'll begin there.
We can't make it in this.
No, but with the Senator, we can get so much. That's why you dragged him along, O'Neill. He is our ticket to so many things.
You mean you planned all of this?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I'm a genius.
Even you're not enough of a brain to have this one all figured out.
Kerry, when I saw the black box, I knew I had to get in there and get the files. While it might be true I didn't plan for all the things that happened to happen, I did plan to steal my files back from Sharon. It's a pity that such a facility had to come to such ruin.
It was a slave state needed to be destroyed.
I wouldn't expect you to understand, Lyle. The loss to science and research is irreplaceable in the world today.
Good. I have too many scars already for some place like that to exist.
Where to now?
The plan was always to go to Portland. I guess we'll keep going.
We're low on ammo and we have no supplies.
We'll manage. We always have.
Right. The American way. Adopted from the mighty British Empire, I might add. Chin up and full speed ahead. English policies make the world England. Or in this case, Lyle's policies make the truck America.
Yeah. Don't forget it, Simon. You're in America.
Oh, perish the thought, Lyle.
You have been listening to Alive Inside, created and written by Donald O'Cop and Eric Busby. Featured in the cast were Mark Kalita as Lyle, Kara Dennison as Carrie, Morgan Jeffrey as Simon, and Ellie Hirschman as Adam. Guest features included Tom Davis as Senator Davis, Ben Harmer as Captain O'Neill, Carl Pooter as Major Kramer, Laura Post as Dr. Sharon, Mark Brzee as Sean Bishop, David Alt as Guard 1, and Shane Harris as Guard 2. Special thanks to Kevin Scott for the opening monologue. This episode was produced by Eric Busby. Post-production by Eric Busby and Chris Snyder. This has been a Darker Projects production.